I think that's made you the best in 2 decades is that you've had this ability to combine both an attraction business where you're much into marketing, you advertise, you do a lot of auctions. So you've got this attraction business, but in addition to that, you've got this chase hustle business going on at the same time. What do you say to the guy or girl that's relatively new in real estate, first few years, that they don't have a lot of people on the database that they can actually keep making calls to? What do you say to them? What advice? And maybe you've given this advice to your own son, you know?
I think the key thing, Tom, when I got going, and I have given the advice to Charlie, obviously we do have farms and territories in which the agents, younger agents, are more reliant on those, Tom, than a more senior agent is. But it's the activity within that farm that's critical. So it's going to auctions, it's going to open for inspections of your competitors, just knowing what's going on in your marketplace, knowing the dollar per square meter in different streets within, again, that farm that's critical. Letter dropping, I did a huge amount of letter dropping when I got going. Unfortunately, the impact of letter dropping has probably been reduced in our market substantially over the years because so many agents, of course, do it. But most of the people we meet through letter dropping are long-term sellers, but there's still another person who's got a database. The other thing I always talk to our younger agents about or inexperienced agents about is just tracking buyers, because what agents often forget is buyers refer sellers. Buyers generally don't expect to get great service from an agent. They'll get great service if they've got a house to sell. So the agent will make a concerted effort if they've got a house to sell, but if they're just a buyer, are they really going to make a concerted effort? But our agents, even if they end up buying through another agent, our agents can then tell that person, where'd you buy, when are you moving in, the day they move in, flowers or champagne or a little personalised card, put them on the database. Things could change, Tom. 2 or 3 years, I might be transferred interstate. Maybe their personal circumstances change, unfortunately. But that's another lead or contact for them. And ringing back through old open for inspection sheets, old database, people that leave the company, it's amazing how many times that orphan data is just left. No one actually and actually rings and introduces themselves. We've had a young fellow go to the country recently, and Jack was a brilliant young man, and he's moved to Albury to be a director in his father's real estate business. And I've still tracked a lot of his clients because we worked together for 4 years, and he's got Charlie and Dave doing a number of others. But in ringing through those people, they've said, "I can't believe a director's actually ringing me about someone that's left the company as a young person, and they've got a director ringing them and showing an interest in their situation." So it doesn't matter if you're a director or a young agent, if you actually show the initiative, and that's the key word to use, Tom. When you get on the phone to these people, so I'm just showing some initiative, because Australian people don't like to be badgered and harassed. But equally, they don't like poor service. But if you say, "I'm showing some initiative by making the call," I think it's got to help enormously. So there's some of the things I did to get going. I used to drive the streets of my farm. I used to look for vacant blocks of land, units, townhouses being built, new houses being built, ring the builder and see if it was a spec job or was an order job. And then if it was a spec job and he said, "Yeah, I'm going to sell it when I'm finished," again, it was another point of contact. But I made the effort to find those vacant blocks of land. I tracked down who owned them. And I'd approach them and see if they wanted to sell it. So I was very proactive with those sort of things. But I just made more phone calls than any person that I've ever met as a young agent. That's what I was willing to do then. Having said that, we've got a lot of those sort of agents now at Marshall White.
So tell me, typically, what does a James Tostevin week look like?
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information so they can design their own personal system to success. The Real Estate Gym doors are closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next opening. Just go to realestategym.com.au.